Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to include your opinion. Do you have a couple minutes to spare?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following best describes you? Currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed but seeking employment, not currently employed and not seeking employment, retired, student.
I'm retired, but I work part-time.
Okay, thank you. Are you or any member of your household currently employed in any of the following types of occupations? Nonprofit?
My wife is retired as well. It's just my wife and I.
Okay.
I'll save you some breath.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let me just write that down. Thank you very much. Next, what county do you live in?
Lycoming.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following have you done in the past 12 months? Declare bankruptcy, open a new credit card, started a business, welcome a new child into your household, purchase a new car, open a saving account, bought a new home or refinance your home, started a new job, open a new checking account, or none of the above?
Bought a new car.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
You can skip the family and the kids stuff because we're 62 and 63 years old.
Okay. You guys are blessed.
Yeah.
Which of the following best describes your age? You just answered that one. 58 through 77, that would be. Okay. Yeah. Do you identify as male, female, non-binary, or prefer not
male.
To answer? Okay, thank you. How involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? You are the key decision maker and handle most of the banking decisions. You are the key decision maker, but someone else handles the day-to-day banking needs. You are not very involved in the banking decisions for your household. You currently do not have a bank and use cash and check cashing services.
My wife and I are equally involved.
Okay. Thank you. What do you look for in a bank? When you choose a bank, or if you were to look for a bank and choose a bank, what characteristics are you looking for? Do you look for transparency, history, honesty?
History,
okay.
I was in advertising for 32 years. I know most of the banks within about 120-mile radius of my house.
Okay. Thank you so much. Which of the following do you currently have? Do you have a checking account, saving account, 401k retirement?
Yep.
401k?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Next. Your primary bank will be the one with which you have most of your day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with your primary bank? Less than 1 year, 2 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to
11 to
20. 11 to 20, okay. This survey is about your banking needs. Your answers will remain anonymous and are designed to inform banking services in your area. Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top 5 banks that come to your mind? You say you have a wide and very big knowledge about the banks in your area.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You want me to name the top 5?
The top 5, yeah, the first 5 that come to your mind.
Okay, well, we deal with Muncie Bank and Trust, and then there's, you have Woodlands,
uh-huh.
You have Horizon Federal Savings, some of them have all changed names.
What about First Commonwealth Bank or FCCB? Formerly First Citizens Community Bank, or Covenant Bank, Monument Bank, Bank of America, and
so the first one that you name that we have
FCC,
that, it, yeah,
FCCB?
Yeah, we that never.
Former.
I don't know much about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about?
They just
Wells
bought
Fargo?
Out the one bank here in Tank. No, we don't have any. We don't have Wells Fargo here in this area.
Bank of America, Fulton Bank.
No.
Mary
Fulton
Bank.
Bank's out of Lancaster. They're the closest one. One is about 25 miles from here, so no.
Okay. M&T Bank?
M&T Bank's a very good bank. They're a good local bank.
Okay. Good.
I actually used to do some advertising with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following banks have you heard of? Have you heard of Univis Bank, Woodland Bank,
Woodlands
Bank?
Yes. Woodlands, yes.
CNN, formerly
yep.
Citizen,
and Northern? Citizen Northern out of Wellsboro, yes.
Okay, what about S&T Bank? S&T?
Don't know that name.
What about BB&T, Truist? You mentioned that earlier, okay. What about First National Bank or PA?
They're not around here.
Of PA? Medium Bank, Penn Community Bank, Key Bank,
no.
Muncie
what
Bank.
What was that?
Key Bank?
No. No.
No. Muncie Bank?
Muncie
Bank. I'm sorry.
I gave you that
Muncie.
One. Yeah.
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 What about PNC?
PNC, there is one in Williamsport, but they're more metropolitan.
Okay, what have you heard of Covenant Bank?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Woodland Bank?
Muncie Bank is it. Muncie Bank and Jersey Shore State Bank.
Okay, thank you. Which bank will you consider your primary bank today?
Muncie Bank.
Muncie Bank, okay. If making the choice today, which banks will you consider as your within your preference?
Woodlands.
Bank,
Woodlands.
Okay. If making the choice today, which bank would you most prefer to use? Woodlands, CNN, BBT, Truist?
Muncie Bank, because Muncie Bank has,
okay.
Yeah, they have the best rates
why
right
do
now.
You prefer, why do you prefer this bank in your own words, in a small statement?
Because it's been in Muncie for well over 100 years.
Okay.
Stability.
Over 100 years, right?
Oh, easily.
Stability. Okay. Thank you. Which, if any, banks will you avoid? Formerly Citizens and Northern, BBT, Truist, Muncie Bank, or none?
I don't know enough about Truist because that's at more. There is one that just opened up in Williamsport, but I don't know. I know it's a big bank, but I don't know enough about it. I wouldn't say
any of them.
Not really.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, we're not looking to change banks at all.
I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. For which banks? Have you seen, read, or heard any advertisement through ads, online, on your phone, or traditional print, television, radio, billboards?
Truist and Woodlands,
okay.
Muncie Bank.
Okay. What about CNN?
And CNN as well, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything, what one bank will you associate with being best in the following ways? What bank has the best rates for you?
Muncie Bank. We just shopped at some Muncie Bank.
Okay. What bank has the quickest access to loans, according to your experience?
I don't like Woodlands. No, stop. No, when I get to buy a car, that's usually the dealership finds the best rates, and so I just go with that when I want to buy a car. I mean,
okay, no,
I don't have a mortgage.
Okay.
And
what bank has the most banking expertise in your area?
Muncie Bank.
Thank you. What bank has the most personalized service, according to your experience?
Muncie Bank.
Okay. What bank is the easiest to work with?
Muncie Bank.
Thank you. What bank is the most trustworthy?
Same one.
Okay. What bank has great programs for youth?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't have any idea.
Okay, thank you. What bank has the best reputation in your area?
That's a good question. Well, in the little town that I'm in, Muncie Bank does.
Okay, thank you. What bank is most helpful has most helpful banking personnel?
Muncie Bank.
Okay. What bank is having convenient branch locations for you?
Oh, Muncie Bank. It's two blocks down the street.
What bank has the best charitable support locally?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I couldn't answer that question.
What bank has the most up-to-date technology, according to your experience or your knowledge?
That probably is going to be Jersey Shore State Bank.
Okay, Jersey Shore. Okay. What bank has the best local connections?
Muncie Bank.
Okay, thank you. Please evaluate these messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to the least important. Is it important to you that a bank gives back and helps support the communities it services through volunteer work and financial support?
Sure.
Okay. Is it important that a bank that you use teaches youth responsible finance habits through your youth programs?
See, a lot of these questions you're asking are more geared more towards a metropolitan area, and we're far from it.
Okay. What about a bank that offers processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud? Is that important to you?
Sure, and they do.
Okay. What about a bank that has wealth management and retirement products?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. What about a bank that has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive $400 cash bonus?
I mean, we're not looking to change any of that.
Yeah, no problem. It's just a question.
$400 isn't enough to make us move our accounts to a different bank.
Exactly. What about a bank that offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education?
We already have that.
Okay. What about a bank that offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future?
I already have that in place. In fact,
okay.
I have a meeting tomorrow.
What about a bank that provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools? I'm pretty sure you already have that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a bank that has banking services to you, like 24/7 ATMs, online bill pay?
We have that.
Okay. What about a bank that has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses? You say you have a meeting tomorrow, so you already have that.
Yeah.
What about a bank that offers opportunities to lock in great rates up to 3 home equity loans?
I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody wants to go into debt that far, go for it.
You got to be crazy, especially
when out of your mind. You're absolutely correct.
Just so you know, we almost done. Which bank do you most associate with this messages? The bank that has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive $400 cash bonus. Do you associate that message with Woodlands Bank, CNN, formerly Citizens? And
I have no idea.
You don't know?
What
about has wealth management and retirement products? Who do you associate that message with?
Jersey Shore State Bank.
Jersey Shore. Okay, thank you. What about provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools?
Muncie Bank.
Thank you. What about offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education?
I use Jersey Shore State Bank for that.
Okay. What about has banking services for you 24/7, ATMs, online bill
pay? Muncie Bank.
Thank you. What about offers processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud?
Muncie Bank.
Thank you. What about has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses?
I can't answer that.
Well,
I don't know.
You have a meeting tomorrow.
Probably my bank, yeah, but I don't have it. Yeah.
Okay. What about teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs?
No clue.
Okay. What about a bank that offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future?
Muncie Bank, I guess.
Okay. What about offers opportunities to lock in great rates up to 3 home equity loans?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, of any? No. Okay. What about gives back and helps support the community's e-services through volunteer work and financial support?
Yeah, Muncie Bank.
Muncie Bank, okay. Thank you. We are interested in the reputation associated with different banks in your area. Please describe CNN in your own words, specifically what makes it different than other banks in the area, according to your experience or your knowledge, in a small statement.
Well, CNN Bank and Woodlands and Muncie Bank are very similar in the way they do business.
They're very similar.
Yes. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
They're hometown banks. CNN was one of my customers at one time. So
okay.
I kind of know a little bit about them.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, which of these objectives would you associate with CNN? Vibrant, old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned,
okay. What about
and vibrant, because they're trying to expand. They've expanded.
Okay.
Yeah. They built a branch here in Muncie.
Okay. What about community-minded or profit-only?
I wouldn't know how to answer that, honestly.
Okay. What about...
They all try to be community-minded, but...
Okay. What about large and small?
What do you mean by that?
Is CNN a large or small bank? according to your experience or your knowledge?
I guess say small.
Okay. What about incompetent or experts?
Well, I say they're experts.
Experts, okay. What about stuck in the past or innovative?
Innovative.
Yeah, innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about trustworthy and untrustworthy?
Trustworthy.
Okay. What about antiquated or technology-orientated?
Technology-oriented.
Okay. What about caring or treats you like a number?
Caring. They're good people.
Okay. What about inattentive or attentive?
I can't answer that question. I'm not a customer.
Okay. What about sophisticated or unsophisticated?
Sophisticated.
Sophisticated. Thank you. Now, we
I know who their biggest client is.
Okay.
You own an iPhone?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, the company that makes the front of the iPhone, the glass part, the case.
Yeah, the case.
Yeah,
for the iPhone.
Is one of their custom is their biggest customer. Yeah.
Wow.
Corning.
Wow, I didn't know that. Whoa, I just learned something new. Now, we have just a few more
questions. Not many people know that.
Oh, definitely. We have just a few more questions to help us classify your responses. How long have you lived in general Pennsylvania or New York area?
All my life, 62 years.
62 years. Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your household income last year? Less than 35.
I'm not going to give that over the phone.
Okay, no problem. How many children under the age of 18 do you have living in your household?
None.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your marital status? Are you married?
Married.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your highest level of education attained? High school or equivalent GED, technical, vocational degrees from college, completed 2 years college, associate's degree, completed 4-year college, bachelor's degree, some graduate school, completed a master's degree, PhD,
high school.
Or equivalent. High school, okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American,
white.
Asian, white?
Caucasian.
Okay. For classification purposes only, do you consider yourself to be of Latin or Hispanic origin? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a blessed evening.
You as well.
Thank you.
What was this for?
It's a survey for, it's a research for the banks in the area.
Okay. So you're getting paid by the banks in the area. All right.
Thank you very much. You have a blessed evening.
You too.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.